Therefore, when we aim to accomplish something great and noble, we should not focus on the magnitude of the labor it brings, but rather on the potential gain. Consider, for instance, Paul, who did not hesitate or retreat even though there were many adversaries. Instead, because there was a great door, he persevered and pressed on. Indeed, as I've said before, this was an indication that the devil was being vanquished, because it's not the small or insignificant deeds that stir up that evil creature's wrath. So, when you see a righteous man performing great deeds and yet enduring countless hardships, don't be surprised. In fact, one might wonder why the devil, being struck so many times, doesn't retaliate or bear the wounds meekly. You wouldn't be surprised if a continuously provoked serpent acted fiercely and attacked its provoker. The devil, like a poised scorpion, rises against all. Don't let this disturb you, as after a war, with its victories and losses, one naturally must bear its wounds. Do your part. And when you see someone performing charitable acts and countless other good deeds, thereby reducing the power of the devil, but then see them falling into temptations and dangers, don't be distressed. Their fall into temptation is precisely because they struck the devil mightily.